This episode's going to have a lot of video game talk about Final Fantasy XIV. I'm about to nerd out about that. If you dig it, cool. Otherwise, yeah. I've talked about 14 before. I'm a huge fan of the game. It's the first MMO that's really caught me. And this week, I've found out that there's an entire second part of the game that I was aware of existing, but I never really took part in. You see, most MMOs are, well, they're about beating up monsters and taking their stuff. That really is what a lot of video games are about, is beating things up and taking their stuff. It kind of makes you wonder about the mental state of the characters we play when, well, they pretty much spend their entire lives beating things up and getting cool stuff. There's always, well, not always, but in a lot of MMOs, especially the big ones, there's usually a crafting system associated, some sort of system. You can go find loot, materials you find in dungeons, stuff you find out in the world. Things that you can do to make, well, better gear, better weapons, better whatever, decorations, housing parts. It depends on the game and how complex it is. But usually the crafting system is, well, simple. You go out, you go to the point, you get the materials, you hit something, the character gets the thing, you go back, you hit a button, the character makes the thing, so long as he has enough of the item, and is whatever level he's supposed to be. Final Fantasy is not like that. It complicates things. I was kind of confused the first time I loaded up a gatherer class. I should probably summarize that first. So basically, the gathering crafting side of the game is split to, like it suggests, two different groups of classes. Gatherers, people who go out and get stuff in the world. Crafters, the people who take that stuff and make it into things. So both of them are kind of their own mini-game associated with them, their own kind of rule set to how their things work. I haven't stepped into the higher tiers of the crafting side yet, but this past week I reached the higher tiers of the gatherer side. And gathering in the game, you basically have these set type of nodes, whether they're botany nodes or mining nodes or fishing spots. I'm talking about mining and botany first. Fishing is its own beast in the game. So with mining and botany, you go to these nodes, you have to be a certain level to see them, have a certain level of equipment to see them, and so you then have to kind of figure out how you want to go about gathering it. If you just click on it and just, you know, assume nothing, you usually have a low percent chance of finding the item, or probably a null percent chance of being able to get a high quality item. But with the kind of mini game you have, you can choose to spend points to improve your odds of finding, improve your odds of getting high quality, or improve how much you get out of it. And for the first 50 levels, that's kind of the simple way those two classes work. It's all about risking how much energy you're going to spend to try to get these items. It's fun, it's neat, it's not exactly too crazy, but it's what I've been used to for the last year and a half I play the game. Getting to level 50 changes things. It permits you to start getting these hidden nodes. No pun intended, that's just what they're called. It's a weird coincidence. But from these nodes, you can start getting collectibles, which is a minigame on top of the minigame of crafting, because essentially you're selecting an item for kind of improved retrieval. You're treating it in such a way that you're only going to get one of them, but it's going to be a higher quality than just what you normally would collect to give to a crafter. You're collecting this to give to a certain group of people to appraise and give you experience, money, or whatever in the game. And it's fascinating. It's interesting because Well, these notes aren't just always there. You see, the everything under level 50, you can just go there, gather them. They're always there, ready for you to jump up and play the normal minigame. The collectibles are different, because there are these rare nodes that only show up during the certain times of day in the game's clock, to the point where there are websites set up to actually track and alert you to when you need to go get these items. I'll link a few of them in the show notes. It's interesting, and I'll link a few other websites, because Final Fantasy XIV has the number of external websites that people have made for the game to facilitate the complexity of the game are fascinating. Things like helping with gathering, helping with hunting characters, helping with leveling up your materials, leveling up your weapons, all this extra stuff. And so I've kind of been exposed to a lot of them by starting to gather in the game. I'm barely even cracked into the crafting side of things. The crafting side is this whole mini game of how much risk do you want to put into making the item high quality versus actually completing the item, and if you fail, do you lose your stuff, or do you get to start with like more high quality items? It's really complicated, and it's kind of fun that the game has taken what is normally a secondary function of MMOs, since most are so heavily focused on hurting things, beating them up, to go to this other side of building, of developing, of improving things that don't really involve beating up monsters. Yes, the crafting does inevitably help the people who are beating up monsters by giving them better stuff to beat up monsters with, but it's still neat. It's still just, I don't know, I enjoy it. And just to follow up, the fishing side of the gathering, it might as well be its own game. Because unlike mining and botany in the game, where you just go up to the thing and you hit the minigame, fishing is a little bit more complicated because you actually in the game have to have the right lure and be at the right location and pay attention to what time of day it is and what the weather is to all determine whether or not you'll get whatever you're trying to fish for. Like, again, they took something that most games tend to, like, simplify as, okay, you're fishing, okay, you have your fish, you're done. But to actually kind of make it something that would almost be a standalone game. I'm sure it's not as complicated as real fishing, but it's still neat to see how they handle it. And as I understand it, fishing, once you get to the new expansion of the game, gets even more complicated, and I'm looking forward to that. So, anyway, just thought I'd geek out about that a little bit. Hope you enjoy. Today's cat, once again, comes from Nutty Nutris. The music you're listening to is Ookmad's A Lonely Planet from the album Light Off, available at magnitude.com. So I guess I went from having my shortest episode to one of my longest. Sorry about that. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.